Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Get it up. Here we go. Let's go, y'all. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. And today's weather is super. I mean, it's so perfect right now. The wind is calm, the sun is peaked out. I mean, it's just 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. Let's see what the temperature is right now. The temperature in Atlanta right now is 77 degrees. Okay, we're looking at a high today of 99. 99 degrees today is going to be the high. I drive an antique every day, just about every day, okay? And I don't have air conditioning, okay? It wasn't built for air conditioning. I've been bearing it out over the last couple of days, and it's been in the 90s. Every day, and I'm going to work at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when it's beaming hot. But today, I'm going to take my car with the AC. I'm not riding in the heat today. I'm going the cool route today since it's going to be 99 degrees today. I don't know if I've ever been in Atlanta with the temperature at 99 degrees. See, this is going to be a first for me, but it's going to be hot. So you guys make sure you stay hydrated, keep some water or juice or something pumped in your body, and try not to do anything strenuous outside, okay? If you're going to be outside, try not to do anything that's strenuous, that's going to have you sweating a lot and get your heart rate going a little bit too much, okay? Try not to do that today. You know, put it off for another day. If you're going to be out running or jogging or you do that every day or whatever, put it off for another day or two because it's going to be hot, all right? Now, again, thank you guys for tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay, guys, every show, but usually before each show, I have a word that I give you guys, and I give you the meaning of it. Today's word is prejudice. Prejudice. Okay, people say you're prejudiced. If someone say you're prejudiced, what's the first thing you think? You think about racially prejudiced. You know, you're prejudiced against white people, you're prejudiced against black people, you're prejudiced against Latinos, you're prejudiced against Koreans or Chinese people, whatever. But prejudice is not just about race, okay? And prejudice means preconceived opinion that is not based on reason, actual experience, okay? For you to dislike hostility or unjust behavior deriving from unfounded opinion, okay? Now, the verb of that is to give rise to prejudice in someone or make them biased, all right? So what I'm saying is prejudice, like they say, preconceived opinion that is not based on reason or actual experience. So, I'm prejudiced against, like spinach. I hate spinach. And I've tried spinach, but before I ever tried spinach or before my mom made me eat spinach, I was prejudiced against it, okay? I had a preconceived opinion about spinach, all right? And that could be with anything, okay? It doesn't, I'm teaching here because it doesn't have to be people. A lot of people are, like we always think, they're prejudiced against a certain race of people. But they're prejudiced because they have a preconceived opinion, something that they've heard about this race of people, and it's not based on reason or actual experience. You've never experienced, or I don't know if you have or not, but I've never experienced having a Latino as a friend, right? I've never experienced that. And so I don't have one in my family, okay? But there are preconceived opinions out there about Latinos. And because of that, I think that a lot of people, you know, give them a bad rap. And that's the same with black people. That's the same with white people. Of course, there's bad black people, bad white people, good black people, good white people, good Latinos, bad Latinos. It's in every race, right? So try not to be prejudiced towards people until you gain some type of an experience with them, okay? So that's my word for today. All right. So today's episode, guys, is called Are Doctors and Dentists Rip-Offs? And the reason I wanted to do this show, and I see that a lot of people joining the show right now. Welcome to the show, guys. Today's show, again, is Are Doctors and Dentists Rip-Offs? And the reason I wanted to do this show is because over the past couple of years, I've had some dealings with dentists. I had some dealings with doctors. I've had some bad dealings with some dentists. So I'm going to talk about these dentists, all right? And doctors, I think, do the same thing that dentists do, all right? And the reason I say this is because this is the way they're practicing. And when you see people walk around here or walk around in society with missing teeth or they got something bad going on with the hand or their arm or leg or something, it's because they can't afford to go to the dentist. They may not have insurance. But even if you don't have insurance, you can't go to the dentist. Some people do that because some people get sick because they can't afford to go to the doctor. They don't want to go to the doctor. Doctors and dentists are ripoffs. And the reason I say that is because I went to the dentist. I had a cracked tooth in the back of my mouth, so it was giving me trouble, so I had to go to the dentist, and they saw it, and they said they had to pull it, had to take it out, all right? Okay, fine. go ahead and pull that thing, because it was giving me trouble, right? Go ahead and pull it. So they said, okay, we're going to pull it, and we want to do a implant, okay? I'm like, an implant? All right, let's do it. But they charged me to pull the tooth. They said it's going to be $100-something. All right, fine. Then they said, okay, we got to put some bone graft in there to build up the bone so that later we can put the implant in, so that later they'll have a place for the implant to grab a hold of. So we got to put some bone graft in there. Now, that was $700-something for the bone graft. They asked me for $700-something because they didn't want to wait for the insurance company to pay. So I had to pay $700 at the dentist a couple of weeks ago. And then my insurance company, you know, they came back and paid me some of that money back. All right? But here's the deal. Now, when you have insurance at work and they talk about in-network doctors and out-of-network doctors, in-network, to me, I may be wrong, but I don't think so. Because I called the insurance company and talked about this. I'm going to send them a letter, too, about this. Because in-network doctors mean that if they're in the network, they have contracted with the insurance company saying that, okay, for this procedure, you guys are going to charge this amount. If not, then you're not going to be in our network, right? Okay, so let's say, for instance, you had a procedure and it was in-network doctor. You went to the in-network doctor like you were supposed to, and it was $350 for the cost. Okay, that's what the insurance company allows. And then they'll pay 80% of that. You have to pay the 20%. When I get my bill says $500 for that procedure. When it should have only been $350. Well, I think, you know, they say the insurance company will pay 80% of that. Nah, that's a lie. Don't fall for it. Okay? And I'm going to write the insurance company about these guys because they're supposed to be in-network doctors with the insurance company, with the insurance that I have. They're supposed to be in-network doctors. They're supposed to charge this amount of money. But so the insurance company paid their 80%. Okay? So that meant that I had to pay over and above that. I had to pay not only the 20%, but I had to pay the extra that they laid on top of that. That's not right. That's what's killing us as, you know, regular, average, working hard, everyday people out here every day. We're out here working every day. We're paying for this insurance. We're going to the in-network doctors like we're supposed to. And then they're turning around and charging us out the wazoo because they can. And they make you pay it. And if you don't, they're going to send it to a credit, collection agency. They'll send it to a collection agency and get it on your credit report, all this crap. Okay? I've been through that with the dentist before. I've been through that. You know, and it's bad for us. It's not bad for them. They aren't getting it put on their credit report. They aren't getting collection people calling them. Okay, a few years ago, I had a collector calling me about a dentist bill because they charged me over and above what the insurance company allowed. Now, that dentist's not in business anymore. Wonder why. But they tried to screw up my credit. It's a big ripoff, guys. The same thing with doctors. Doctors do the same thing. They know how much the insurance company will allow them to charge you. Okay? But they charge you over and above that to make even more money. So when you, the next time you go to the dentist or the doctor, when you sit down, when they talk about your bill, you tell them, hey, I need something in writing from you guys saying that this is my in-network cost. Okay? My in-network cost is this. So you know, they're screwing us out of money. They are the biggest ripoffs out there. You know, the dentists and the doctors. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show if you guys want to call in. If you had a problem with a dentist or a doctor with this billing, okay, with this billing. We're into a situation right now with a doctor's office that once sent us a bill for $116 over and above what the insurance company allowed. And we've been on the phone with the insurance company and everything because they're just ripping people off. And the insurance company, all they're going to pay is their portion. Okay? So you have to be the person to step in there and figure out, hey, I'm not going to pay this amount. I'm not going to pay this money over and above what you're charging out. You know, I may as well go to a out-of-network doctor. Okay? What makes the in-network doctor so special? Still charging what the out-of-network doctor would charge. They're still charging what the out-of-network dentist would charge. Yeah, I'm pissed about it because, you know, it's time-consuming and it screws you all up. And we have to stand up against this. That's the only way that things are going to get done. Okay? Now, like I said, I wrote the insurance company because I want them to contact the dentist's office and talk to that dentist about how, you know, you're charging more than what we agreed upon. What our contractual agreement is $350. But you have charged my client $500 for a $350 agreement that we have agreed upon, or else I wouldn't have put you in my network. That's just the way I think. I don't know about y'all, but that's just the way I think. I think they're ripping us off. You know, they may not. They and the insurance company, whatever, care about them and the insurance company. They can fight back and forth all they want. But when you start to put us in there and put us up against the wall, saying that, okay, if you don't pay this amount, if you don't pay over and above this amount, we're going to send it to a collection agent. This is going to start to affect your credit. That's not right. That's not right at all. Okay? That's not right. Because we have this insurance expecting to pay this amount, expecting to pay our copay. But we pay our copay, and then the next thing you know, we walk out of the office all happy and go lucky and this and that. And then 2 weeks later, we got a bill in the mail from the doctor for $150. For what? For what? I mean, they're making enough money already, right? Then you're going to sit there and rip me off even more. Over and above what the insurance company has allowed. I don't mind paying my 20% of the $350. Right? That's what the insurance company allows. That's what I'll pay. Tells us that, right? In our contract, right? So that's what I'm telling the insurance company. You told me that if I go to this in-network doctor, that it was it, that they would you would pay 80% of what he charged. Now you're sending him back saying that, hey, this charge should have been only been $350. Our 80% is this amount. You're responsible for this amount. But I paid $116 over that amount because of the doctor. And that's not right. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I got a couple of minutes left. I know I've been, I know I'm passionate about this because, like I said, a few years ago, a dentist tried to screw me over like that with this stuff and sent a collection agent after me. And so, you know, I got that all straightened out. But at the same time, it cost me time, energy, and it was totally unnecessary. Okay? We have to fight back against that. And the way to do it is when you get to the doctor's office, you say, okay, what does my insurance charge for this procedure? What does my insurance allow for this procedure? And what do you charge for this procedure? Y'all got to do that. Because if not, 2 weeks later, you're going to get a bill in the mail from that doctor or that dentist's office. Okay? And then from there, it's going to be just a bunch of headache and a bunch of heartache for you and your family. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have today. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. Be good. Stay cool. Keep watering you. And let's be back here tomorrow. 10 o'clock. Just pray. I'm over. And I'm out. I'll see you.
Reaching my phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while.